Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, my precious brothers and sisters. Welcome back. We are continuing, exploring, considering, examining, discussing the important, significant topic of the challenge of the unreached people groups. And just to remind you, and for those of you that haven't heard our last programs, the unreached people group is a people group within which there is no indigenous community of Christians able to evangelize their people group. Okay, so I have good news and I have bad news. Let me give you the good news first. Okay, we are living in a very exciting times. Be encouraged, my brothers and sisters. Christianity is spreading all over the world as never before in history. As an ex-defense lawyer, I want to prove this to you. So, in 180 AD, for each one Christian, there were 360 unbelievers. Right now, one of every eight people is a Christian. Hallelujah! God is using us to penetrate Satan's kingdom and set millions of people free from his captivity. Okay, and let me prove it to you further. In the past few decades in China, Christians grew from 1 million to over 100 million. Nepal, in 1980, was totally Hindu kingdom with a few persecuted Christians. Today, there are hundreds of thousands of Christians. Churches have been started within each of its more than 100 distinct unreached people group. This is good news. God is using our pastors, our Christian leaders, and our churches to expand his kingdom. You ask me, Sammy, okay, that's good. You know, what else do we need? What is the bad news? Okay, the tragic reality is a huge number of people are still unreached with the gospel. Most of them Muslims, Hindu, and Buddhist. Muslims are the largest unreached people group in the world. You tell me, well, what is the unreached people group? It is a people group within which there is no indigenous community of Christians able to evangelize their people group. Okay, now, without any delay, let me get into what God put on my heart for this topic for today. Our goal must be establish a viable, indigenous church planting movement in every people group. You were paying attention? Our goal must be putting focus on establishing a viable, indigenous church planting movement in every people group, which will continue to reproduce Christ followers, fellowships, capable of evangelizing the rest of the people group. and will have the potential of transforming the whole societies. Well, planting a viable church is the beginning of all that will bear lasting fruits. Viable means growing on its own, indigenous mean, not seen as foreign, a church, you know, worship, Bible study, evangelism. So our focus in missions, not to establish a new church in every corner in all the cities of America, no, but to accomplish breakthrough, which is to cross or jump the boundaries to bring about, produce gospel movement for the first time to an unreached people group. And why our strategy and our focus should not be establishing a church in every street, every corner, in every city in America? Very simple, because the gospel, Christianity, often is spread within a community where relevant churches do exist. So our goal must be establish a church in the midst of every people group that don't have churches, because the gospel easily spread but does not easily jump from one people group to another. Does not normally jump across cultural boundaries between people. Okay, so extending the gospel beyond these cultural barriers requires intentional cross-cultural mission work. We need to be used to accomplish breakthrough, which is to cross or jump the boundaries to bring about gospel movement for the first time to an unreached people group, so we can reach closer. Closer, missiologists defined as establishing a breakthrough in every people group on earth. Reaching peoples and establishing a breakthrough is a process. Is a process. It is not possible to precisely measure, quantify the progress toward closure. That's what our wonderful missiologists confirm. However, it is important that we attempt to verify progress. We need to make progress. We need to press on. We need to move forward. We need to get outside of our comfort zone. We need to reach these unreached people groups that don't have churches among them. And instead of just being comfortable and starting new churches in America and in our comfort zone, no, we need to invest outside our comfort zone. Invest of our lives, give of our lives, and of our resources. Well, establishing a viable indigenous church, planting movement, is a process. Okay, what do you mean by that, Sammy? Let me tell you, the process starts with no non-believers in this unreached people group. No non-believers. There might be a few, but we don't know of many. Two, no church. We don't know of any church that exists among these unreached people groups. However, one, no non-believers. Two, no church, but some believers. Three, one known church. Four, group of churches. Exciting. We're making progress. 5, reproducing a church movement. Hallelujah. 6, widespread discipled churches. Widespread discipled churches. That's what God desire us to accomplish. Why? Because there are hundreds, perhaps thousands, we don't know exactly how many, of unengaged, unreached people group. So we cannot just focus on starting churches in America, new churches, and ignore these unengaged, unreached people group that has no scripture in their language, no missionary, no local church, no non-believers, no access to the gospel. Our goal must be penetrate every culture, plant a church, see it flourish. Hallelujah. All right. Now, our goal, 0 people groups who don't have a scripture in their languages, whether written or orally communicated. 0 people groups that don't have missionaries able to disciple others. 0 oral learners who don't have a scripture, who don't have the gospel communicated to them in oral forms. 0 community without a church that is reproducing. What you and I, our churches, our fellowships can do. Literature. Some estimate that over half of evangelical Christians attribute their conversion, at least in part, to Christian literature. 2, audio ministry, the recording of simple gospel messages, is very good for people who learn orally, especially if they don't have missionary speak their language. Actually, I need to tell you about 65-67% of people in the world are oral learners. That's why I am praying that God will help our ministry, enable our ministry to share the gospel with millions of Muslims through the internet, through videos, through radio programs that we can share through YouTube, Google, which actually many of these programs exist on our website. Now, 3, radio. So we mentioned 1, literature, 2, audio ministries, 3, radio. God has been using radio to break down long-held prejudice against the gospel. Radio. Radio also provides teaching to Christians, especially where no other teaching resources were accessible. That's what one of the goals that our ministry try to accomplish is to use the internet to teach the gospel and to teach answers to the questions Muslims has about our Christian faith. And of course, our efforts using radio and using social media, audio, the internet, will be more effective, will produce more eternal fruits when our programs and the information we shared and we broadcast are relevant and meet the needs of the people that hearing this information. So let me repeat this again. We will produce more eternal fruits from radio and social media and audio ministries when the programs that we broadcast are broadcasted in area closed for missionaries. and are communicated to people that has no church among them. And I mentioned, of course, social media. You can put that number four, and satellite TV. Even poor people in less developed countries can have access to satellite TV. Now, I have to mention something here. I hear on our Christian stations in America, on TV, Christian programs broadcasted through Christian satellite TV ministries such as NRB, Daystar, TBN, and many other satellite TV ministries. And I am praying, I have been praying for years, that God will enable us to broadcast a few minutes a week programs on sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims. Because those programs can fly all over the world and can help millions of Christians to be equipped and the millions of Muslims to experience God's love and salvation. Pray for me, because this is one of my goals, is God will give our ministry favor in the eyes of some American Christian leaders, and they will use some of the information and the experience God gave me, and some of the videos that I recorded, they will use them through their satellite TV ministries. Because I don't hear any program that really presents Jesus in the most understandable, attractive, acceptable, convincing way to Muslims. And I don't see any program that will equip Christians to answer the questions that Muslims have about the Christian faith. So I'm praying that God will enable us, or maybe enable us through bringing our ministry more financial support to pay these satellite Christian ministries so they can allow us to share our videos and to produce more videos. Okay, so technology lessens our soul dependence on direct personal contact. This is very important to realize. Technology, satellite TV, social media, internet, all these resources that God is making available to us, wants us to use, lessening our soul dependence on direct personal contact. However, it does not lessen the value of missionaries to be there physically among unreached people groups. Now, let me share with you a couple of relevant information to our topic. Our missionaries should love the local culture of the people group they are serving at. Of course, you know, an important test of identification is how far the missionary feel that he belongs to the people he is trying to reach. Also, how far they feel that he belongs to them. Maybe that's a more important question to ask. We should pray and think about the cultural distance between evangelists and the potential hearers of the gospel, and the cultural distance between potential converts and the churches that may welcome them into fellowship. That's why I pray that God will enable me to share the information, the knowledge, the experience he gave me, so I can enable Christians in America, for example, to bridge the distance that exists between them and Muslims. Okay, in closing this program, I want you to realize and to see that reaching the unreached people groups who do not have indigenous community of Christians among them, able to evangelize their people group, reaching them will require intentional cross-cultural mission work. So that's why in the past few programs and in this program and in the next program or next few programs, I don't know, we are exploring, considering, examining, discussing the topic of reaching the unreached people groups with the gospel, establishing a church in the midst of every people group. Because, again, the gospel is easily spread, but does not easily jump. Okay, so we need to realize that the gospel, Christianity, often is spread within a community where relevant churches do exist, but does not normally jump across cultural boundaries between people.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. So next program, we will start talking a little bit about strategy and we will continue this topic. Oh, by the way, one last thing. I will try to make myself available to speak at your fellowship, to equip your fellowship to share Jesus effectively with their neighbors and with Muslims. If your pastor is interested, you can reach me at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, SAMY at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.